Patrick Dangerfield, brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's baking people happy since 1853. Patrick, good morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. Unfortunately, I can't be in there this morning because of training, but good being.
No, it's great to have you on, Pat. And look, before we talk about the game itself on Saturday, I just thought we'd kick off with Chris Judd doing his ACL, looking like his career is now over. You were tackling him at the time that he did his knee. Did you realise, and did he say anything when he was down?
No, well, basically, it was out of a centre clearance, and then the ball was kicked wide, and obviously Juddy marked it and then landed awkwardly, and I was trying to spoil at the time. But as soon as I turned around and realised that he was on the ground and grabbing for his knee, you knew that things weren't great and something serious had happened. And then, obviously, he was stretched off, and then, you know, scans later reveal that he's unfortunately ruptured his ACL. So, it was tough to see because you don't like to see anyone do a knee, especially, you know, one of the greatest to ever play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Dual Brownlow medalist and 7 times All-Australian's a hell of a way to finish your career, isn't it?
Yeah, he's been such an ornament to the game for such a long period of time, had such a huge impact with 2 AFL clubs. The way that he has conducted himself over, you know, his career, he's been an inspiration to, you know, many that play the game and many that don't.
Did you pick up, I suppose you were flat out trying to win the game because it was one hell of an arm wrestle, mate, but the mood at the ground on Saturday there was kind of eerie. I was sitting next to the Carlton cheer squad in the northwestern pocket, and it felt kind of flat after that, but it was nice to see that our fans joined in the standing ovation and the applause for him.
I think he's universally loved, Chris Judd. You know, the way that he's played the game, even if you're barracking for whoever Carlton or West Coast are playing against, you'd have to marvel and sit back and enjoy the Chris Judd show because, you know, his ability to break from stoppages and deliver to forwards, you know, it's been unrivaled for a long period of time. So you just sit back and enjoy it. In terms of, I suppose, once it happened, to be honest, we had a job to do, so we're focusing on that, and you don't really pick up the mood of the crowd, when you're playing too often.
Well, mate, the game itself, I mean, we got the 4 points, and I tell you what, Josh Jenkins, for a guy who's sometimes been a bit of a whipping boy within footy circles, you had a bit of a crack at the Drive guys about some of the comments they've made about him. Jenkins really was the hero of the day for Adelaide, wasn't he?
He was. He really stood up when we needed him. On the big stage at the MCG, that's the best game I've seen him play. His competitiveness, he was really that colossal type forward that we needed on Saturday, and he certainly delivered for us. Proved a really difficult matchup for Carlton.
There were times in the game, though, Pat, where it felt like the Benny Hill music should have been playing in the background. Now, none more so than in the second quarter where Eddie and Charlie had that amazing missed soccer kick. Then the ball was on the goal line. The Carlton player didn't realise that it hadn't gone over. And then when you tackled him, he just threw it over the line. Surely that should have been a free for a throw, shouldn't it?
I think he did realise that it hadn't gone over the line. He was just hoping that everyone hadn't picked up on it and then he could run it out. But I sort of picked up pretty quickly what he was doing. But certainly that quarter, it was pretty ugly in terms of our disposal. And areas that we turned the ball over were almost in undefendable positions. So, you know, when you turn the ball over in those areas, it really puts your backs under enormous pressure. And I thought they really stood up for us on the weekend.
Yeah, and when that ball did go over the line, I mean, it wasn't like the last thing we needed was another point. I mean, accuracy is still an issue for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been. It's certainly something we've been putting a huge amount of work into, so it's not like it's something that we're not trying to improve, but certainly come game day, we're just not being able to execute and, you know, kick those crucial goals and put scoreboard pressure on the opposition. So that's something that we'll continually focus on. And, you know, next week we play against the reigning premiers in Hawthorn, who are, you know, arguably the best kicking side in the competition, so we're going to have to, you know, that area of our game is going to have to lift a few notches if we're, you know, going to compete against them.
Hey, Paddy, we've been talking about the issue with some Yobbo Port fans and the fact that Keith Thomas and David Koch are going to do like a video presentation before the game on Friday. I mean, generally at any game, whether it's Port Crows or whatever, when you're out there, are you aware of what's going on with some of that behaviour?
No, you're not. Look, we've recorded messages for our crowd for a few years now, just, you know, reaffirming what is acceptable behaviour at the footy, and just to acknowledge that people are there to have a good time and enjoy the footy, and, you know, not to spoil it for others. So it's a shame that, you know, the actions of a few can affect so many, and you hate to see it, especially at, you know, at our own ground here.
And look, it's a bye for you guys this weekend, so apart from practicing kicking goals, what else are you going to be doing?
Feed up, Jane.
Really? Take it easy in front of the fire.
Look, it's funny, I'm not sure whether it comes at a good time every year or you just mentally get yourself around the fact that, you know, you've got the following week off, but certainly there's some sore bodies which will enjoy the break, but at the same time, others will use it as an opportunity to get a bit more work in and really set themselves up for the second half of the year. So it's an important time that you have to use wisely. You know, you can't just sit on your backside for 5 days or 4 days. You know, you still have to think about your preparation for the week that's coming.
It's a good timing, this break, isn't it, Pat? Because as things sit, it's hard to get a really accurate handle on how the club is travelling. I mean, we're in the eight, but the only top eight side that we have beaten so far is Collingwood. So playing Hawthorn is probably the perfect test for the club, because we need to start beating more of those top eight sides, don't we?
Yeah, we do. That being said, and it's such a cliche, and we say it every time we're questioned on it, you really only focus about the, you know, your next opponent. And for us, as you said, that is Hawthorn, and it's a great challenge. But we don't look too much further ahead than that. You know, you can really undo yourselves if you look any further than that. So, you know, we'll put ourselves in a pretty good position, you know, sitting where we are on the ladder. We would have liked to have won a few more games, as every team, you know, will say. But we're in a reasonably good position, so we really need to get a few big kills, I suppose, and Hawthorn would be great if we could knock them off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week ahead of the Hawthorn match. But, you know, as you said, there were a few crazy moments out there on Saturday, but got the 4 points, and always great to have you on. Paddy Dangerfield from the Adelaide Crows.